something a little bit different on Straight Living. We are celebrating because coming to Harwood House very soon is the Great British Food Festival. So welcome to the studio, Daniel from the Great British Food Festival.
Woo! Thank you very much.
I like this because I've got more people here to applaud, because usually I applaud on my own and it sounds like a letdown. Daniel, tell us about what can be expected at the Great British Food Festival before we get onto the main event, which I promise you, you want to stick around for, and this is why we've got extra people in the studio.
Yeah, we're back at Harewood Gem for the third year, so we've got lots of food and drink, obviously lots of producers, chef demos, likes of some Great British Bake Off stars will be there.
Oh, a friend of Stray FM, Sandy Doherty.
Sandy's coming down this year, yeah. She's also be doing a little Bake Off stage for us, so a bit more interactive than the main chef demo. She's doing like a class an hour, a bit more, any questions or answers, that sort of thing. So Fantastic. Get involved a bit more.
And she's a right character. If you missed her on the Bake Off, go and see her because she's very funny.
Yeah, they're all good actually. Howard's really good as well. Howard Middleton, I don't know if you remember him, and Louis Triano, who was last year's finalist, I think.
So
they're all good.
Remember.
Yeah, they're all going. They'll get involved. So, like I say, any questions people can ask and get involved.
That's like a Bake Off reunion.
It is a bit. Yeah, we like the Bake Off guys. And what else we got? We got live music actually through the weekend, so every hour. So you can just come and have a burger and a pint if you want and chill out in Harewood House, which is nice.
And of course, as part of the entrance to the festival, you get entrance to Harewood House as well, don't you?
You do, yeah. So lower ground of the house and all the parklands and the kids' play area and everything's all included. So it's a pretty big day out, really.
And they also have penguins, which is
I was amazed. Yeah, they're good, aren't they?
Yeah, it's a lovely place to go. It's a lovely place to go, even without a food festival. So this is an absolute bonus. Now, why have you bought 4 bottles of chili sauce into our studio?
Well, we're just going to give you a little taste of I was trying to think of something interesting to do, weren't we? So it's basically a taste of our man versus food challenges. So we have 3 of these on the day. One will be man versus meat, one will be man versus heat, which is this one,
like it,
and one is pears versus treat, which is basically people stuffing chocolate into each other's faces.
Why couldn't we do that one?
I know it sounded more fun, but yeah, it's more visual. So this one is kind of a scaled down version of the man versus heat.
Okay, so just to paint a picture for you here, just Beth and John have joined me from the Stray FM office as well to take part in this challenge. Guys, you ready for this?
I'm ready, but I think actually I should be exempt because I'm a woman, so it's not a man versus heat.
Anyone versus heat. John, are you ready for this? John,
I've done it twice before and every year it's terrifying. This year I've prepped the milk, it's there, it's ready.
Yep, there's milk on the table.
Milk is needed.
So we've got a range of sweet chilli rice crackers here, which sound very nice, and 4 bottles of hot sauce, plus a little added surprise for the end as well. You'd think we'd move up from heat to heat, and we are doing that, aren't we, Dan?
We are, yeah. We're going to go up on levels, basically, on the Scoville scale. So the easiest one is the Nando's.
Yeah, the Nando's sauce. Yeah. So you think, yeah, we're going to start easy. We're going to have the Nando's sauce, you know, maybe the medium. No, the easy option is Nando's extra, extra hot.
Very, very. We'll give you a decent portion of that one as well. Warm you up a bit, yeah.
So, I'm regretting this decision.
This is the one that comes in the blacked out bottle.
Yeah.
Right, are all 3 of us doing this?
Yeah.
I'm supposed to have to
talk. Are we doing it at the same time?
I think
we probably should.
Yeah, come on, think. The good thing with these things, they take a few minutes to kick in, don't they? So you'd be right.
Is that a good
point? Yeah, yeah.
Thanks,
yeah.
Dan.
Right, after, are you ready? Okay, yeah. Go.
It's nice now.
Well, that's what I was going to say. It's not kicked in. Oh, here it comes.
Okay.
Getting warmer.
Yeah.
Now it's warming up.
My eyes are watering already.
I'm thinking the portion size of the sauces. We need to crank this up.
Come on.
Okay, so we had Nando's extra, extra hot peri peri. What's level 2?
So we're going to go to Tabasco now. You know everyone knows Tabasco sauce, but this was a extra hot habanero sauce one. So,
okay. So we're moving through different
portion.
Types of chilies
here,
aren't we?
Yeah, basically keep it interesting. Different types of chilies rather than just more and more heat. So this one's a bit of a different taste, really. A little portion, this
and
one.
And you do this on stage, don't you? You have a big stage set up where...
Yeah, so it's all on stage. Normally we'll do at least 10. And what we like to do is throw in a few surprises. So that rather than just set it all out, we'll throw in a few. We have some real chilies, obviously, and a couple of little surprises, like I say, along
and
the way.
Can anybody enter that competition?
Yeah, so all we ask is you come along and pay £5 for charity. And
Is there a prize?
There is a t-shirt and a round of applause.
Oh, fantastic.
So it's not bad, is it?
So I was going to say, all we ask is that you're a little bit on the edge, and you would have to be if it's only a t-shirt.
Yeah, that's it, yeah.
Okay, yeah, then, right. Habanero Tabasco.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. That's nice.
Bit sweeter.
Mm.
Easier than the first one.
Is it going to be a grower?
I think it's, yeah, it sticks with you, I think. Yeah, that's what I'm hoping.
And they start as growers, they turn into showers later on.
Yeah, there'll be tears.
I thought this was going to get a lot worse a lot quicker.
Yeah.
Can you not feel it getting worse right now?
Yeah.
Okay, what's
this is kind
number
of
three. Let's just power through this.
Yeah, an African, a Capsican chili company made this one, and it's
so much sauce in there.
Yeah, this is a big portion of sauce at least, but it's hot but jalolki sauce apparently.
I'm starting to sweat.
A little bead on the upper lip there. Yeah.
I'm going for
a little milk. A little milk, yeah. Oh. That was a bit upper level again, was it? Yeah.
That's
I feel that one at the back of my throat.
So we like that one? Yeah,
also
not sure.
Getting remarkably hot in here.
I always say that radio's got the power to make you feel many emotions, and this is really making me cry.
So that was the worst so far, definitely.
That was.
Oh, I've got makeup on.
This is one that was blow your.
Yeah. Male chicken.
This from last year and, yeah.
Blow your male chicken off.
Unleash the heat.
An actual tear on my face.
I don't know if I want to do this.
So this is from Fire Foods.
Oh my god. I'm just literally just liquid streaming out of my face.
I was going to say that one wasn't so bad, but it's
your
coming.
Eyes. Don't rub your eyes back.
Every time I go to speak, it gets
if
worse.
You don't have to breathe, it'll be alright.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Well, we're still. You know, feeling that well, we might as well just finish off now. A little round of drinks for us all.
Okay.
To congratulate.
Just to wash it away.
Wash it away, yeah.
Let's do it.
So someone's got the big one there.
Go on, John.
Go on, John. Yeah.
Tom's having a big one.
No.
I'm gonna drive.
Just remind us, what have we got here?
This is Jeepers Reapers chili vodka.
Oh my gosh, that's an actual chili in that.
Yeah,
bottle.
It's actually a proper, very strong chili in there. So it's been in that for a long time.
Still need to go
I don't want to do it.
Men bottling out.
Done it.
Come on, John, you've got to represent. Well done. Oh, handshakes there.
Oh no, I've watched the reaction now.
Come on, Tom.
Oh, I got a big one as well.
Come on, Tom.
It sounds so dribbly.
All right.
Oh my gosh!
You wash it away nicely?
I don't think I've got tonsils anymore. So if you want to go and take part in the Man vs. Heat Challenge, then you can, of course, go to Harewood House for the Great British Food Festival. And if you're quick and get on our website, strayfm.com, you can go online, get yourself a half-price voucher, half-price entry to the Great British Food Festival. It's going to be a great day, and you don't have to do the chili eating contest. But if you don't, I'll judge you.
You could buy it. For a gift for someone that you hate.
Dan, remind us, what are the highlights?
Yeah, we're the 28th to the 30th at Harewood House, or Bank Holiday weekend. Chef demos, lots of hot food, street food, lots of produce to take home. Live music, and I'll buy you all a beer there as well. So you can, well done, guys.
Thank you.